Good afternoon. This is the Personnel Board meeting of April 16th, City of Madison Personnel Board. Madam Chair, if you'd like to call the meeting to order.
Thank you very much. I will. My name is Dana Denny. I am the chair of the Madison Personnel Board, and I would like to call the meeting to order. Why don't we first take a roll call?
Anne Benashek Clark here.
Anyone else? Just Anne and I think. I think so. I'm looking at the roster there, and I believe we are the only two. But that's okay because we don't have any decision items today. So we will rock and roll. I don't know. Iman, do you have to make the brief introduction so the because it's just discussion items?
I'll just say, committee members, please keep your videos active. Raise your hand if you wish to be recognized. City staff, activate your camera if you have questions directed at you. And members of the public, please remain muted until called upon by the chair.
Okay, thank you. With that, Anne, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Some moved.
Okay. I guess I will second them, since it's only me. If there's no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, Anne, use the
No.
raise hand function now and we will call the roll of you. So do you object?
No.
Hearing no objection, I will declare the motion to approve the minutes passes unanimously. Let's move on to our next item, which is public comment. Do we have any items of public comment today?
Yes. We have one registrant today, Rick Marks, for agenda item 2, recognition of Anne Benashek Clark for her 3 years of service to the Personnel Board, and item 3, the compensation study update.
Wonderful. All right, let's proceed.
Hi, I was just gonna wait and I understand that you'll be recognizing Anne. I'd be happy to go after your formal recognition.
Okay. Well, yes, most definitely I would like to take this time to recognize my esteemed colleague, Anne Benashek Clark, for her 3 years of service. Well, she's done many years of service for the City of Madison, but her years of service to the board and as a support to the human resources community and especially this particular board have been invaluable. Her support and her willingness to ask very difficult questions has been welcomed, I think, by all of us, and her guidance and her very cut to the point. Questions will cut to the chase. What is it we're trying to decide? Have been extremely welcome. She will be very much missed. I do know that she wants to tackle some other things in her retirement, which is totally justifiable. And I did tell her that this doesn't mean that I still can't tap on her for informal support and guidance going on in the future. But Anne, this is just a recognition of our heartfelt gratitude for serving on the board and serving the City of Madison. Thank you very much.
Well,
Thank you.
I want to thank you. Honestly, one of the greatest pleasures of my life has been to serve the city. And I mean that from the beginning of the time that I served the city in 2006. And working for my home department, the TE and parking, along with all the other wonderful people that I met in the city, including HR staff, including the clerk's office, including payroll, all the many people that I got to know. And I also want to especially point out the good people that I got to know in my union who have helped me so much throughout the years, who have supported me too. And I also want to say I was lucky to be able to, I was blessed to be able to join the racial equity and social justice team and spent all my years that I could until I retired working with that group. And they were an exceptional group of people. I think they still are, but since I retired, I haven't seen too many of them. But that's okay. I've heard of from a few. But anyway, it was a privilege to work on that team. And I also want to say it's been a privilege working with this board. And thank you for being such good eggs and supportive in my time here. And I'll miss you all, but I'll check in every so often.
Thank you, Anne. I just will take this opportunity to formally read our language in the agenda that we are whereas in April of 2022, Anne Benashek Clark was appointed to serve as labor representative by the mayor to the personnel board. Whereas she served over a decade as a city employee and active union association member. Whereas upon her retirement, she took an active role in advocating for employees through the personnel board. Whereas she has been a voice for organizational equity in classification, compensation, and employment. Whereas she was a thoughtful participant in the 2024 personnel rule revisions. And whereas she continues to advocate for policies to promote pay parity and in recognition of traditionally unrecognized roles, now, therefore, the Personnel Board respectfully thanks and appreciates the voluntary public service of Anne Benashek Clark since 2022 as a labor representative for the City of Madison Personnel Board. And for all of us, from HR, we thank you for your service and your valuable insight in bringing those hard topics to light and having those conversations more transparent. So thank you, Anne.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And if I say too much more, I'll just start weeping again. Anyway.
Well, in addition to all of that, Anne, I certainly want to also say thank you so much for being the champion for the working class and for the employees for the city of Madison. And even while you're in your retirement, continuing to work to try and make the city of Madison employees the best place that we can have for them to work. And specifically to your tireless efforts to trying to make sure that there is equity and justice in the pay that we do get in the city of Madison, especially for those people that were traditionally in a gender role that appeared to be more of a second-class citizen, and trying to get rid of that institutional, bias that we have. And to that end, the next chapter of this job study that's coming up, and the second or the third item on the list has to do with that, the completion of that. So I just want to thank you for helping us get it this far and get it to the point where we're now going to actually have some results. And I know that you won't be done talking to me about this stuff, even though you're not on the committee, because you just can't help it. And that's the way you are, the way you're built. And so, again, from the bottom of my heart, solidarity. We love you, Anne, and thank you for everything that you've done in your life.
Love you too, Rick. You've been such a
Yeah.
good friend and buddy all these years. Thank you.
Oh, that's great to hear. That is great to hear. And so, like I said, we're all keeping eyes on you, and we know that you are going to certainly be keeping eyes on us. So I'm grateful for your service. Is there
Dana,
anybody else? Yes. Go ahead.
one more thing. One of
Yeah.
the highlights of my experience here with the board is getting to know you better personally. And I'm so glad. I think we've become friends, and I think we will continue to be friends.
We
So.
certainly will. We certainly will. We certainly will. Call on me anytime for anything, and you know that I will definitely be calling you. So I owe you. I owe you coffee or something. So, and this is not a payoff, everybody. So, she's now a friend because remember she's retired now. So, okay, we have moving on to our next discussion item, which is basically a compensation study update. And I believe traditionally that is Julie Trimble from HR, I think. So, Julie, I think you are up. This is our third item on the agenda.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. So we are moving along in the compensation study. We have just moved kind of out of phase three, which was the market assessment, not completely resolved just yet. We had a meeting earlier this month with the steering team. That's when we Baker Tilly shared their results with that team. The decision was to, or the ask from the team was to provide any feedback after they saw the results. We shared those out with them as well. We did get a little bit of feedback from a few team members, but I didn't see an overwhelming amount come in. And Baker Tilly is reviewing that information and doing some follow-up research. So, like I said, we're kind of wrapping phase three up. They're also moving on to phase four, which is developing the pay plan. Their hope was that we would have just one gigantic pay plan for all of our classifications, which unfortunately wasn't realistic for us. We do have 19 salary schedules for our permanent positions. And within that, we do have, bargaining units in some of them and, other classifications that are more similar than others. So we were able to get the 19 down to 9. Which we felt was pretty good. So we'll see what Baker Tilly comes up with as far as a pay plan under that. And then we also had our hourly schedules, which were separate from permanent positions. So that is where we are at this point, and we're just kind of standing by for a pay plan.
So let me ask the question, Julie. So they are thinking of developing is their pay plan that they're developing more like a traditional non-exempt versus exempt kind of pay plan? Is that what they're kind of doing? So taking all of the non-exempt jobs, in one pay plan and then all of those that are exempt in another then? I mean, it would be simple, more simple than putting
Yeah,
them all, smashing them all together into one.
to some degree, like one of the plans is like our non-represented or more typically exempt, but I do think there is a mixture of exempt and non-exempt in them.
Okay.
So it will be interesting to see what they propose. Yeah. Any other questions for me? Eric.
Hey, so I did have a few comments from the job study I wanted to share with the personnel board. I've on that team and certainly have gotten a chance to review that and did get an opportunity to make some comments back, some feedback. That was probably one of the comments in of itself is that Baker Tilly has had an opportunity to have this data and work with the human resources somewhat, but mostly for themselves. And so in terms of timelines, there's been a lot of time for them to work on it. Obviously, they're doing the work. For me to get the feedback and stuff, there was really a very quick turnaround time, only like a week or so. So for us to be able to review the data, have only a week to do it, and it was just our small group, because obviously this is data that we don't want to be sharing, and in a way that's, it's all raw, and there could be some issues with it. So we're trying to make sure that we're looking at it, but at the same time, I feel like my hands are tied behind my back because I can't have people help me review it because I'm not the expert. So there's been a little bit of a, in my mind, a ability for us to maybe try and put that same sort of timeline on the contractor to be able to give us some maybe idea of what going forward, when that we expect to see the final results. Because since I'm not sharing it with everyone else that I'd like to share it with, obviously there's a lot of anxious people out there, curious, wanting to know what's going on, and also trying to plan budgetarily for the outcomes of this thing. So that was kind of some of my feedback just to share with the rest of this group. Also, there's some concerns about the folks that were possibly there. I know in the last budget, the current 2025 budget in the fall, there were positions that had been reclassified or changed, things like that, that we certainly, because of the freezing of this study, I want to make sure that obviously those are considered before the outcomes are determined, so that we're not missing any reclassifications of positions and have have that skew the results. So just a couple of those kinds of things that I can say for feedback in general about it. That other than that, I just really, again, want to appreciate the fact that we have spent a lot of time doing this and trying to be very honest and careful about the what we're doing to have fair outcomes. I think another thing I would mention is that we talked about how the city's philosophy of where we want to land in pay scales is an important thing to discuss yet further. And certainly to Anne and her specific concerns about pay equity, that we want to make sure that if it turns out, which wouldn't be a surprise, and probably the numbers are coming that way, that everybody we compare to also probably is still having some residual issues with institutional bias that then don't show us to be any further behind than other people. In that case, that's a specific case where I think we all would agree, and I would certainly, you know, lobby to be the leader in that area for those people. And another thing to that end, Anne, that I'd like to add is that in discussions that I've had with Aaron recently, that we've talked about something that I think is near and dear to you as well, eliminating the comp group of 16 and 20 and combining them. Something that I think you and I've talked about and feel that may unconsciously allow certain biases to occur, that would at least, if we don't have any salient reason to have that division, we should get rid of it.
Thank you, Rick. I mean, this was my concern about market assessments. I knew from the very beginning, because after all, I've worked in administrative support. I've been a manager and an administrative services manager. I've known all my life that administrative support has been treated differently because it's been historically a female position. And I was very concerned because the market assessments are going to reflect that. And, you know, our society hasn't changed that much as long as I've worked, which is over, you know, 20, if I should say 60 years. You know, I mean, it's like it hasn't changed. So I'm really glad you brought that up. And I'll be curious to see how we respond to that, the city responds to that.
And I just wanted to chime in on something Rick mentioned. Aaron is going to be sending an update out, an email update with some updated frequently asked questions. So just look for that coming out soon.
Any additional questions regarding the compensation survey or comments? Okay, with that, we have a final discussion item that is on our agenda, and that has to do, this is item 4, The personnel board report on position studies.
Thank you. I just have included, we did not have a meeting in March, if you recall. So I just included the administrative authorized administrative actions that had been completed since our last meeting in February. And so there was one lingering one at the end of January that was correcting a library assistant position. And then the ones from February that were completed was really actually reducing a position permanently and into a different classification from code enforcement officer 3 to code zoning code officer 2. And then we had a resignation of a long-standing classification. I'm sorry, a retirement of a long-standing classification of master mechanic. It was the only position in that classification. And so we are moving forward with the classification of maintenance mechanic 2, with the focus of it being on that automotive maintenance. So consistent with our maintenance mechanic structure, where the higher level is specialized in a field. So, so in total, we've had a total of 4 admin actions since the beginning of the year, and Finance Committee will be getting that report as well at their next meeting. Happy to take any questions.
Yeah. Any questions? Okay, with that, we see that is our last discussion item for our April meeting, and the only thing left we have is to adjourn. So I will call a motion to adjourn the April meeting.
So moved.
Thank you, Helga. Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the motion carries. With that, thank you again, Anne. Chair, my dog, second, thirds, whatever, for your service. And I will see you all, I'm guessing, with a wonderful replacement for Anne at our May meeting, correct? Okay, awesome. Okay, everybody, enjoy the remainder of the week, and we'll see you in May.
See and talk to you all later.
Exactly, Anne. Thank you.